28th chapter, subject heading, Releasing Nanda Maharaj from the Clutches of Varuna. The Govardhan Puja ceremony took place on the new moon day and after this there was torrents of rain and hailstorm imposed by King Indra for 7 days. So 9 days of the waxing moon being passed, on the 10th day, King Indra worshipped Lord Krishna and the whole business was satisfactorily settled. After this, on the 11th day of moon, that is Ekadashi, Maharaj Nanda observed fasting the whole day and just early in the morning of the Dadashi, next day after Ekadashi, he went to take bath in the river Jamuna. He entered deep into the water of the river and immediately he was arrested by one of the servants of Varunadev, and he brought Nanda Maharaj before the demigod Varuna, because Nanda Maharaj was taking bath in the river in our time. According to astronomical calculation, that time is considered as demonia. The fact is that Nanda Maharaj wanted to take bath in the river Jamuna early in the morning before the sun rise, but somehow or other he was little earlier than the time, and that time was not auspicious, and as such he was arrested by the servant of Varuna. Nanda Maharaj thus being taken away by the servant of Varuna, his companion cowherd's man began to call for Krishna and Balaram very loudly. Immediately Krishna and Balaram could understand that Nanda Maharaj was taken by the servant of Varuna. Thus they went to the place of Varuna, because Lord Krishna and Balaram had pledged to give protection to their men, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the annihilated devotees of the Lord. Devotees, having no other shelter than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally they cry for help from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly like children who do not know except the protection of their parents, cry for help whenever they are in danger. Demigod Varuna immediately received Lord Krishna and Balaram with respect and began to say, "My dear Lords, actually, just now, this day, on account of your presence, my body, known as the demigod Varuna, has become successful. Although I was the proprietor of all the treasures in the water, they are not the causes of my successful life. But this moment, as soon as I see you, is completely successful, because by seeing you, I will have no more to accept material body, even though it is of a demigod. Therefore, my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahma, and the Super Soul of everything, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the Supreme Transcendental Personality. There is no possibility of imposing the influence of material nature unto you. I am very, very sorry that my men, being foolish and without any knowledge what to do and what not to do, has mistakenly arrested your father, Maharaj Nanda. So I beg your pardon on account of the offense of my servant. I think it was your plan to show me your mercy, your personal presence here. My dear Lord Krishna Govinda, be merciful upon me, and here is your father. You can take him back immediately." This way, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, took back his father and presented him before his friends with great jubilation. Nanda Maharaj, however, after after visiting the place of the demigod Varuna, Prahlada, he was so opulent, he offered so much respect to Krishna, that was very much astonishing to him, and he began to describe the incidents to his friends and relatives with great wonder. The fact is, although Krishna was acting so wonderfully, Krishna, Maharaj Nanda and Mother Yashoda never could think of him as Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they were always accepting him as their beloved child. As such, Nanda Maharaj did not accept the fact that Varuna worshipped Krishna because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he took it that Krishna, his wonderful child, was respected even by the Varunas. Friends of Nanda Maharaj, all the cowhouse men, began too much eager to consult whether Krishna was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead and whether he was going to give them salvation altogether. When all the cowherds men were thus consulting amongst themselves, Krishna could understand their mind, and in order to assure them of their future destiny in the spiritual kingdom, he concluded to show them immediately the spiritual sky. Clearly, ordinary persons were simply engaged in the business of working hard to elevate their position in the material world, has no information that there is another kingdom or another sky, which is called a spiritual sky, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. And as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, a person returning to that spiritual sky never comes back to this. Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always anxious to give information to the conditioned soul that there is another spiritual sky, far, far beyond this material sky, transcendental to the innumerable universes created within the total material energy. Krishna is, of course, always very kind to every conditioned soul, but as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, he is especially inclined to such persons who are pure devotees. As such, Krishna immediately thought that his devotees in Vrindavan should be informed of the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets therein immediately. Within the material world, every conditioned soul is in the darkness of knowledge. Darkness of knowledge means all conditioned souls are under the concept of this bodily existence. Everyone of the conditioned soul is under the impression that he is this material world. And with this concept of life, they are working in ignorance in different parts of life. The activities of the particular type of body is called karma, or fruitive action. So all conditioned souls, under the impression of bodily concept, they are working according to the particular type of body one has got. These activities are creating one's future conditional life because they have very little information of the spiritual world. They do not generally get to the spiritual activities which are called bhakti yoga, so that one may, after giving up this present body, go directly to the spiritual world and be situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets therein. They inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are all pure devotees. Their destination after quitting the body was directed to the Krishna Loka, even transcending or surpassing the Vaikuntha Lokas. The fact is, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, then they are actually mature or fully always in Krishna consciousness. Such persons after death are given to get the chance of Krishna's association in some of the universes within the material world. Krishna's pastimes are going on either in this universe or in other universe continually. Just like the sun globe is passing through many states of this earthly planet, similarly, Krishna Lila or transcendental advent and pastimes of Krishna is also going on continually, either in this universe or in other universe. So the mature devotees who have completely executed the business of Krishna consciousness, they are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is still there. In such universe, the devotees get the first opportunity of associating with Krishna personally and directly. And training goes on as we see in the picture of Vrindavan Lila of Krishna within this planet. Krishna therefore wanted to show the actual feature of the Vaikuntha planet so that the inhabitants of Vrindavan could know where is their destination. Excellent. Thus Krishna showed them the eternal, ever-existing spiritual sky, which is unlimited and full of knowledge. Within this material world, there are different grades of forms, and according to the grades of forms, the knowledge is also manifested proportionately. Just like the knowledge in the body of a child is not as perfect as the knowledge in the body of a grown-up man. Clearly, although there are different grades of living entities, sometimes as in the aquatic animals, sometimes in the plants and trees, sometimes in the reptiles and insects, and sometimes in birds and bees, and later on in the human form of life, in different grades of civilization and non-civilization, and above the human form of life, there are demigods, just like the Charans, the Siddhas in higher planetary system, and up to the Brahmaloka, where Lord Brahma lives, they are of different grades of knowledge. But when one passes this material world and reaches the Vaikuntha sky, there everyone is in full knowledge. Because all of them are in full knowledge, all living entities are there, engaged in devotional service of the Lord, either in the Vaikuntha planet or in the Krishna Loka planet. In other words, it may be noted, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, full knowledge means to know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated that in the Brahma Jyoti, or in the spiritual sky, there is no need of sunlight, though there is no need of moonlight, or there is no need of electricity. All those planets are self-illuminating. All of them are eternally situated. There is no question of creation and annihilation in the Brahma Jyoti spiritual sky. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this, that beyond this material sky, there is another eternal spiritual sky, where everything is eternally existing. Information of the spiritual sky can be had only by great sages and saintly persons who have already surpassed the influence of three material modes of nature. Unless one is constantly situated in that transcendental platform, it is not possible for anyone to understand what is that spiritual nature. The Bhagavad Gita, we see that a person who is engaged in devotional service of Krishna consciousness, he is immediately transcends the modes of material nature. Therefore, it is recommended that one should take to bhakti yoga and keep himself 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness, which means that he is already beyond the reach of the modes of material nature. Such persons can easily understand what is spiritual sky, what is Vaikuntha Loka, and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, on account of their being engaged always in Krishna consciousness, can therefore very easily understand the transcendental nature of Vaikuntha Loka. Thus, Krishna led all the gopas, headed by Nanda Maharaj, to the lake where formerly Akrura also was shown the Vaikuntha planetary system, and they took their bath immediately and saw the real nature of the Vaikuntha Loka exactly like Akrura as it was shown to him by Lord Krishna. After seeing the spiritual sky and Vaikuntha Loka, all the gopas headed by Maharaj Nanda felt wonderfully blissful, and getting out of the river, immediately they also saw Krishna was being worshipped by excellent prayers. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Parthat of the 28th chapter in the matter of releasing Nanda Maharaj from the clutches of Varuna.